some of the Territory's remote kids. Camilla and Tanya, good afternoon. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Liz. Good afternoon. Thanks for having us.
Lovely to have you in this afternoon, Tanya. Thank you for coming along. Camilla, tell us about We Grow Them Up. What do you guys do? What's this program all about?
So We Grow Them Up is a learning forum that we facilitate on country in community, so which means it's place-based, so in the region or area, so to speak, where we deliver our services. And we bring in stakeholders across the region that deliver early childhood services, early intervention services, family services, and community and local leaders and elders and community, and we come together and share learnings.
So take me there to one of these places. I'm a little kid out in Noombawa or Nooka. I'm not sure if these are the places that you run your programs, but out in the East Arnhem region. I'm a little kid, let's say I'm 4 or 5 years old. Where do I get to go and what do I get to do?
I'm going to pass on to Tanya for this one. She's our program manager for Millinimbi.
I don't know if you can imagine me as a little remote kid, probably not, but I think you know what I'm getting at.
I'm just going to quickly take us right back to the start. When we were originally communities for children and we supported local playgroups across the East Arnhem region, and our playgroups are run by local women who on the ground in their first languages, which that is the best thing for children, is to be having services delivered to them in their first languages. We focus on 0 to 3 in our playgroups, but we also focus on 0 to 5 in some of our other playgroups. And we have our programs are holistic, so we have the programs for our little ones, but we also do have family services.
All right, so let's pretend I'm not a 4-year-old or a 5-year-old. I'm a little 3-year-old maybe out at Millinimbi. What kind of service do I get through this remote playgroup experience? What do I get to do?
So we've got a hippie program, which is a home interaction parenting program for youngsters. And that is a program that prepares children for school, and they get to do lots of fun games with their families and caregivers in community that involve reading, everywhere learning. So they get to go hunting and on country, but they're also doing two-way learning. So they're with the elders in a cultural setting. They get to play, but they're also learning everyday skills that prepare them for attending school, so that they're not shy or scared or of learning or reading. They've already got lots of words and language, but they've learnt that through play.
Yeah, and our play groups are 0 to 3, and it's a safe space for families and children to come and learn in their own language with all of the fun stuff, Play-Doh, singing, cultural activities as well.
And what do you get to do, Tanya? Are you one of these beautiful early childhood educators that are running these programs?
I used to be. Unfortunately, no. Now I am.
Because you look like a beautiful little preschool teacher. I feel you've got that warmth radiating from you.
That's the fun part of the job. Camilla and I do some of the trickier stuff. But what we do love doing is training the staff who are working with the children on the ground.
Which we've just wrapped up this afternoon, actually. We've had all our remote staff in. We've had over 20 beautiful women from Nooka, Noombawa, Millinimbi, Nhulunbuy come and join us. So that's been fabulous, and it's a really great way to prioritise traditional caregiving ways while we're building confidence in those contemporary caregiving areas. You know, Western culture meets your new culture, and, yeah, it's really great. It's community-led. And we don't do anything without talking to our elders, community and leaders. So we really get to work on those really fun, creative things, but we also really get to build the capacity of local people.
How fun is playgroup out on country, Tanya? What kind of things do the little ones get to do when they're having that experience?
It's great. When we have nice weather, playgroup is wherever the families want to be, whether it's down at the beach or in the park, or off hunting. We do field trips across, if we're in Millinimbi, we may take field trips across to one of the other crocodile islands. And the ladies that were just here are trained in childhood development from 0 to 3. We focus on brain development and age-appropriate activities, but we also we practice both ways, which means that we are doing this educational and developmental stuff alongside with cultural stuff and just pure fun stuff as well.
Do you know, obviously I couldn't have any role in the cultural side of things, but if I didn't do this job, I think I'd like to come and work at a remote playgroup. Like, that just sounds like a beautiful world to be a part of. Is it lovely for the people who are leading the education as well, Camilla?
I would say most definitely. We get to do a lot of fun things, and I think the people leading the education get to share their learnings with us. So they're building our capacity in that real true sense of what both ways learning is. So, you know, we've got this wonderful program called Play and Learn Support, PALS, where we use hunting metaphors and seasonal indicators, and the ladies are teaching us about hunting and where to go do things and around all the different seasons. And we then parallel that along brain development. So then we bring out a brain map and we parallel and use those metaphors to do that. So I would say that we both have a really shared great experience and a lot of fun together. We get to fly all over the country and present at conferences. We get to go on the radio like we are right now to showcase all our wonderful work, and all too often the NT's, you know, depicted in a negative light, and we're here to share the fact that we've got some really great programs on country with people leading them that are from their own communities.
All right. Well, I have to get out to Milangimbi. And where else are they? These playgroups running? What
other
communities?
We've got Nooka and Noombawa, but we've also got services around 13 communities across the East Arnhem region and the Groote Archipelago.
All right. Well, it seems like it's probably very important for me to get out there and document those playgroups and hang out with some of the kids and maybe learn some local culture as well. This program is run by Anglicare NT, who we are supporting for the ABC Gives Christmas campaign this year. So this is a project that might benefit when people make a donation. How might more funding help for something like this? Are there, you know, resources, toys, more Play-Doh that could make a difference to the kids?
Absolutely. We certainly would welcome those sort of things. And I think, you know, it helps us build capacity and run training and facilitate activities, resources, and Christmas gifts are always and fantastic.
The remoteness of our sites is very challenging. A lot of our budget goes towards flying ladies in for training, flying us out there for our cultural training and learnings, but also freighting resources. Mm. So I think the logistical costs of running, supporting remote programs for children, I think take away from those other fun things that we're
But yeah, also, I think some of the exciting stuff around our funding stream is that it allows us to listen to local needs and it allows us to respond to those needs. So we can actually create unique programs and with the local community input. So some of the funding could go towards that, towards specific programs that we could do differently that allow us to be creative and work on bespoke programs with local community.
Mm. Money raised via the ABC Gives campaign could go to a whole bunch of places. I think the challenge of the remoteness is a really important one that you've highlighted there, Tanya, that, you know, we talk about how expensive it is to fly interstate from Darwin or Alice Springs at this time of year, but getting things on the road and flying people in and out of communities to help with all of that training would be a very expensive exercise to deliver these really important programs. So maybe something people can bear in mind if they're thinking about donating to the ABC Gives campaign. If you do want to chuck a few dollars the way of Anglicare, best thing that you can do is text the word donate to 0487991057 and then you'll be sent all the information about how to contribute. Camilla Krause and Tanya Kelly from We Grow Them are part of the East Arnhem Children's Services run by Anglicare.